never had one around. I have read of it and seen things like that in traveling, but I've never been here that I knew anything about.
Mm-hmm. What about land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
That's muddy land. Mm-hmm. That's whenever it dries off, it can be can broke up good cultivated. It makes a good pasture, and it makes a good corn and peas and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be cultivated if it can be dried off.
What if it's just normally though got water standing on it most of the time?
It's not nothing grow on it much.
What do you call it?
I call it swamp land.
Okay. And what would you call land that's just wet enough, so say you'd get your tractor stuck in it? Just a little piece of land, you know, it's just sort
boggy.
Huh?
It's boggy.
Okay.
Boggy land.
You ever heard of crawfish land?
Oh, yes.
Now, what's that?
That's the land where the water stands on most of the time.
You call that what?
Crawfish land.
Uh-huh.
A crawfish you stay on places like that. That's where they're raised mostly. Is on land where it holds the water.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother lived close to a creek, and she had a lot of crawfish land, and there were some holes of water where hogs would waller.
Mm-hmm.
You know what waller means?
Mm-hmm.
Get down and roll in it, and this would fill up with water, and it'd stay there for months. And she said moccasins would get in there. She had caught counted as many as 9 and 12 moccasins in one hole near the creek. Big old moccasins. And said they would jump and play. She was a lady that always noticed wild things, and it was amusing to her to watch those snakes play. Of course, she wouldn't tackle them, try to kill them, because she couldn't shoot a gun, and she wouldn't try to kill them. Now, she found a snake up on the side by itself, she'd kill that snake.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't try to kill these in the hole of water.
Mm-hmm. What, when you talk about a creek, now what exactly is that?
And well, you know what a brook is?
Now, what?
A brook is a small stream of water.
Uh-huh.
That run the most of, well, what I call a brook is a stream of water that's real small that run continually.
Mm-hmm.
It have a good, I call it water head, where the water comes up out of the ground to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs through the summer and winter and all. We had a branch right close to my daddy's, and it never went dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then a creek, it was about half a mile from my daddy's, and it's a larger stream of water, but it's a stream that really, sometimes it's almost a mile wide when it rains so much, and it gets out of the banks, and it just goes everywhere. Just we call that a creek. And then when it gets larger, it's a river.
Mm-hmm. What's the
and you know, sometime a river is really get over highways and everywhere people
mm-hmm.
can't travel.
What's a branch?